Does it look or feel differently than it did yesterday immediately after the game?
Yeah, man, just, you know, after you get a win, you know how to celebrate, then you got to put it behind you. You got to be ready to move on. We got another big game, divisional game this week against Tampa Bay, who we know is going to be good. He's always played us tough, and it's always harder to go down there and get a win. So, you know, we get the things corrected after we watch the film and then put it to bed, and then tomorrow it's all about Tampa Bay.
What were some of the things that, now that you've seen the film and all that, that would be a next step for your side of the ball?
You know, just continue to fill our gaps, continue your communication. You know, at the most crucial time, we got to be able to continue to rise up, make plays, and then that's how you win the NFL, because it's not going to always be perfect. It's not played by perfect people. We all understand that it's going to be mistakes, and at the end of the day, we got to learn from each one, try not to repeat these mistakes, and try to understand how teams are going to try and attack us from week to week, and be ready to be and prepare for that.
I know yesterday it's just one victory, but Mike Smith said after the game, this isn't the Saints 2012 defense. And then Tony Dungy last night said he thought you all were the most impressive team all day yesterday. When people say things like that, does it mean something to you, even though it's just one game?
Yeah, man, I don't, you know, we try not to listen to all that stuff. You know, it's a week by week. You know, if we lose next week, none of this even matters. And, you know, these big games, these big wins, they only matter when you win them. We got to take advantage of every opportunity. We understand that early in the season, we want to stack a lot of these wins up. We want to try and get as many as we can, and we want to start off hot, and we got to continue to stay healthy. We got some guys banged up. We got to continue to get healthy and healthier every week, continue to move on, and just understand that each game counts, and these divisional games really come in handy if we win them early later on in the season.
But did you want to defensively maybe make a statement given how crazy last year was?
You know what I mean? We know that we had a little bit of success in the preseason. At the end of the day, it's not like we played lights out yesterday. We gave some things that we could really try, really take away and eliminate. If we do that, we'll be, you know, hitting the nail right on the head. But you know, overall, it was a good effort. You got to be pleased with the win, and we did enough to win. And we forced some turnovers, which is always a big thing. And you know, we helped our team win. And we didn't win despite of the defense yesterday. We won because of the defense, and that's a good feeling going forward.
Do you feel like you go into this game strategically with the approach that don't worry about the statistics, just make sure you're swarming the football, make sure you're forcing turnovers?
Yeah, you know, anytime you play a great offense like Atlanta, something like facing the Saints, you know, you can't sit up here and say, well, we're going to hold Drew under 300 yards passing, we're going to hold Matt Ryan under this, or, you know, Steven Jackson to this. You know, at the end of the day, you want to be great on first and second down, you want to be ahead of the chains and win on third down, and, you know, and that's what it's all about, and try and create field position for your offense and for that team, because you know it's going to be a back and forth game. They know us, we know them, and you know, it's kind of hard to surprise each other when that and try and sneak up on anybody. So it's all about field position, winning on third down, and the special teams, and trying to steal the yards or any kind of extra possession with a turnover or something like that.
I know that you all have played some tough games down in Tampa, and you practice in the heat, but is it difficult going down there this time of year to play a game going full tilt in this kind of heat, or is that a big deal?
I mean, it's just part of it. You know, it's part of being a professional. It's part of understanding what, when you're going to be on the road in Tampa, what it's going to be like. It's not our first rodeo. We understand how tough it's going to be and how loud their crowd gets at times. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just part of it. You got to deal with it. And, you know, it doesn't feel as hot when you're actually winning and everything's going your way, though. So we need to do that.